I assume you come to tell me the army is ready.
Skatarvar looked down at the woman like she was a piece of unfamiliar equipment before answering his Primarch.
Aye, the Legio Ignis too.
Vulcan nodded.
Very well. Remove her from here, and make sure she stays with the Medicaes. I have one more oath to take before we can make war on Khartan City. Yes, Lord.
Skatarvar took the woman and his leave. In the darkness, Vulcan turned back to his brander. The Primarch's onyx-black body was like a muscled slab of granite. Almost every part of his exposed skin was marked. They represented deeds, battles, lives taken and spared. Some even went as far back as Nocturne before he was reunited with the Outlander. Without exception, Vulcan remembered each and every one in precise detail. It was ritual, a part of the Promethean creed which was born upon Nocturne many years ago. Method and tradition were important to Vulcan. His teachings to his sons were predicated on these very tenets.
So comes the moment, so the brand is burned, he said, kneeling as he lowered his head again. Prepare me for war.
In the shuddering confines of the Gorgon, the hololithic image of Commander Arvek phased in and out of resolution.
Once the core wall is breached, we can roll right into Khartan and demolish it,
the army officer declared, smacking a fist against his open palm for emphasis. Even through the built-in Vox unit, he sounded imperious. He hailed from Vodis, a world of austere military households that could trace their lineage back to the first ancient kings of Terra. The audio was as bad as the visual, but the commander's meaning was clear enough.
Negative, said Vulcan firmly. Breach the wall, then withdraw.
Arvek tried to mask his surprise.
With respect, Lord Primarch, we can crush them with minimal casualties. I was led to believe...
Vulcan cut him off.
To our ranks, Commander, not theirs. There are over 15,000 civilians in Khartan. I've read your collateral damage estimates. They are conservative at best, and even that forecast is unacceptable. Make a hole for the Legion, and we will subdue the native soldiery with the minimum loss of civilian life. Consider that an order.
Arvek saluted sharply, the medals and laurels on his crisp blue uniform jangling as he moved. Vulcan nodded to him and switched the link. The grainy, semi-monochrome image of the tank commander hazed out and was replaced with that of Princeps Lokia. The Titan officer was festooned with mind impulse cables, linking his cerebral cortex to the violent anima of his war machine. Already deep into the mind link, his brow was furrowed, his curled black moustache raised in a snarl of concentration.
Lord Vulcan,
Lokia acknowledged in the cultured accent of Attila.
Commander Arvek is going to make a hole in the core wall for the Legion. I need the Fire Kings to shepherd them in. Threat response only. Do not engage the city's soldiery.
Understood, said Lokia, a blink relaying the orders to his moderati sitting below him in the Warhound's cockpit. The Princeps cut the feed and the interior of the rumbling Gorgon went dark. Their eyes ablaze in the hold, seven pyre guard awaited their lord and master's next words.
Soon as the gate is down and Arvek has withdrawn, 15th go in as first recon, said Vulcan. We follow swiftly, supported by the rest of the Fire Drakes.
Numion nodded curtly, turning as he opened up a channel to Nemator. Vulcan then added,
We will lead the spear tip, fighting in pairs, dispersed formation. Suggestions?
Varun stroked his chin, smoothing his ash-grey beard. As the oldest amongst the Order, he was often allowed to speak first.
One point of ingress will be attracting a lot of fire.
We've taken worse, said Leodrak.
His eyes flared with fierce pride.
The honor of securing the breach should fall to us, and with the Primarch leading us, they don't have nearly enough guns on that wall."
A chorus of nods and muttered agreement went round the warriors.
"I'd recommend storm shields in the first breach team," said Gan,
nodding to Igataron, who sat unmoving at the edge of the group. Both were assault specialists, the former outwardly pugnacious, the latter silent but ferociously aggressive.
Varun chuckled. "I thought the objective was to minimize civilian casualties."
Gan's slab jaw tightened as he sent a crackle of energy down the haft of his thunderhammer, but he didn't bite.
"Skatarvar and I will go in a second wave,"
suggested Leodrak, ignoring his bantering brothers.
"Side by side, brother,"
said Skatarvar, and the two locked gauntlets, hand to forearm.
"That leaves you and I," Atanaria said to Varun.
"Hold the breach. Leave it clear for the Legion," said Varun. "We'll keep the gate open for the Drakes."
Gan bared his teeth.
"Rearguard obviously plays to your strengths, Varun."
Varun bared his teeth back. Inwardly, Vulcan smiled. They were hungry, ready for war. Pyreguard were not like other salamanders. They had more fire, more fury. Like the volcanoes of ancient Nocturne, the great jagged chains of the Dragonspike and Mount Deathfire, they were perpetually on the brink of eruption. Even the pyroclasts weren't as volatile. Pyreguard were chosen warriors, those that displayed a level of self-sacrifice and self-sufficiency that exceeded all others. Like the Saburai of old Nihon, they were fighters foremost, who could ally as a unit or function expertly on their own. They were also leaders, and each of the Pyre Guard commanded a chapter of the Legion in addition to their duties as the Primarch's inner circle warriors. All were Terran-born, but still displayed the physical traits of onyx-black skin and red eyes, an irreversible reaction when exposed to the unique radiation of Nocturne combined with the genetic heritage of their Primarch, which every salamander, regardless of origin, possessed.
"Skatarvar," said Vulcan. "How is Serif?"
"The Remembrancer," he asked, initially wrong-footed by the request. "She lives."
"Good," said Vulcan.
He addressed them all.
"You are my finest blades, my most trusted advisors. Our father fashioned us as crusaders to bring fire and light to the darkest reaches of the galaxy. Our task is to protect mankind, shield humanity. It's important that the Remembrancer Order sees this. Our appearance is monstrous, my lord,"
ventured Leodrak, eyes blazing through his helm lenses. Vulcan nodded.
"We come to Karatan as liberators, not conquerors. We cannot forge civilizations out of rubble, out of sundered flesh and bone."
"And our cousins, will they hold to that also?"
a voice asked from the shadows.